Here we go, episode 6 of the Kelly Nash Podcast, and I've taken a few days off. I apologize if you were looking for fresh new material on Friday or Monday, and I wasn't here for that. I'm not sure how often I'll be able to do it on Friday. Fridays are a pretty hectic day, because we have to do our weekend show. And there's a possibility, a very small one, I'm sure, but there is a possibility that some people don't know that I do talk show for WVOC Radio, which is AM 560 in Columbia, as well as the morning show on 97.5 WCOS, the country station in town. Well, Friday is the day that we do our weekend talk show that airs on Sunday mornings at 11 on WVOC. So that Fridays usually take a little bit extra out of me. And so Friday nights, when I get home, I'm usually, I don't think I'm up for doing podcasts. Now, that's not to say I'll never do one on a Friday, just to say that I didn't do one last Friday, the first week that we were doing the podcast. Yesterday, I have no excuse. I don't even know what happened yesterday. Just got away from me. But today I had something, and today almost got away from me, by the way. But so here it is late in the day, and I'm just getting home to do this. But we also do a daily podcast for our WVOC show, the Jonathan and Kelly Show. And there was one thing on there that we were talking about today that I really wanted to go a little more in depth on. And everybody's talking about Charlottesville. I'm not really going to get a whole lot into what happened in Charlottesville. I think everybody's already heard the facts of the case, and we all are disgusted. And so no need to go into that. There's a story in South Carolina, though, related to that. It's out of Latson, which is a town, a very small town between Columbia and Charleston, basically. It's closer to Charleston. This guy down there, and I'm trying to find his name right now, Nigel Crofta is his name. Nigel Crofta is apparently, according to himself, is a white nationalist. And I think everybody would know where I stand on that, in the sense that I've married a black woman and now I have more black family members than I do white family members. It's repulsive that somebody would think that anybody from a certain race should have power over others of a certain race in this nation. That's my feelings. He has different feelings. The thing that's upsetting is not that Nigel Crofta feels these way or that he's expressing his opinions. The scary thing to me is that Nigel Crofta was fired from his job today, or over the weekend, I guess. And the way this came down was, he was one of the people who went to Charlottesville, and the New York Times ran a photo of the guy who killed the people, or killed at least one and injured, I think it's 19 are in the hospital now. That guy's name is James Alex Fields. And they happened to meet at the white supremacist, or whatever you want to call it, rally, the alt-right rally, whatever you want to call it. And they're standing next to each other. And that photo was taken by a New York Times photographer, and then it went into the Times, I guess, over the weekend. And some people here in the South Carolina area recognized him from that photo. And then they started putting pressure on his employer, people who knew him. And I'm trying to find that actual post. All right. Well, you know what? Here's the interesting thing. When I read it earlier, I could see the Facebook post, and now you can't see the Facebook post. So the employer, well, we still have their name, Limehouse & Sons, and I'm reading this now from, I think it's Channel 5 out of Charleston. Limehouse & Sons said that a caller alerted them that their employee was pictured at the rally. It's definitely him, says an official with Limehouse & Sons, who did not wish to be identified. It's a sick feeling to know that we had somebody like that working here alongside with the rest of us. And according to the story, they fired him. And they actually identified him in the Facebook post as a criminal. They said, we never intentionally hired a criminal, but now knowing what we know, we have fired him. Now, why would I be defending this white nationalist guy? Well, here's the scary thing. First off, let's get back to the fundamentals of the United States. All right, so the United States says that we can all have opinions, that we all have freedom of expression. As long as my expression doesn't lead to something like, you know, it's the old, can you yell fire in a theater if there's not a fire? The answer is no, because that leads to somebody hearing it and then reacting in a way that they think they're preserving their life, but they're actually putting it in jeopardy. However, I can say, I wish this certain race wasn't here, or I don't like these people, or we're better than these people. As repulsive as it is, you have every right to express your feelings. And this guy was expressing his feelings. And by the way, I'll point out that the people on the alt-left also espousing some very disgusting things. And we don't need to get into that as well. But if you were either one of those sides of that battle, you weren't, you know, people were like, we're love warriors and whatnot, love wins. That's not what they were doing there. And it's very clear from the video that they were not. And it's also clear from police testimony, not only in Charlottesville, but in Portland and Seattle and a lot of other cities, that the leftists were also doing violent things in the name of their cause. So they're no better. But if you're not doing something violent, if you're not hurting anybody, if you're just espousing your feelings, that is protected under the Constitution. And what this business has done via community pressure is fire somebody for expressing their opinions. Now, you may think that that's great because we don't have any room for that kind of expression. Listen, the reason the founding fathers knew that it was important to put in freedom for all on this is because there is going to be people who find your opinions very distasteful. And it may not be that far down the road where things that we consider very mainstream will be considered very distasteful. And I'm talking about mainstream Christian ideas. And, you know, I don't want to be the alarmist over here. And I've heard a lot of people talk about the slippery slope. But this is not just a slippery slope. This is what they were afraid of, is that when somebody, I mean, how long till they say you can't vote for, you know, because they don't like Donald Trump, so they'll say you can't vote for a guy who's over the age of 70, or a guy who's a billionaire. Billionaires no longer allowed to run. I've heard a lot of people saying that they hate Donald Trump for the stupidest of reasons. One of them, we were talking about this the other day. One guy was on television, on CNN last weekend, talking about Donald Trump craps. I think that was the word they used. It was actually, it might have even been the curse word, but we'll just water it down to he craps in a gold-plated toilet. And he repeated that phrase like five times during the interview. We've elected a man who craps in a gold-plated toilet. So in the future, they wouldn't allow people who crap in gold-plated toilets to run for office. Like, that means anything. I'm not somebody who's ever going to probably get to go in a gold-plated toilet, nor do I aspire to be. But if they start saying that that speech is no longer protected, it's not very long till you can no longer say the words, the only way to God is through Jesus Christ. Once you start quoting Jesus, that's now considered hate speech because it is not inclusive, according to them. It's exclusive. So inclusive means there's a million ways to get to heaven. As long as, you know, you can be right with God as long as you're trying your best. You can be right with God if you live your life, you know, regardless of him. And then on your deathbed, you know, you just say, hey, look, I tried. And okay, that's good. Or suddenly, you know, hey, listen, I don't know about God, but I certainly do like a lot of his creation. So I'm worshiping the sun god, or I'm worshiping the mountain gods, or whatever. And then somebody like a Christian says, actually, I mean, those are all gifts from God, but there is only one God. And God made all those things and gave them to human beings to enjoy. But God wants to have peace with you. And the only way he says it's possible is through his son, Jesus Christ. Now, if you say that and somebody says that is so bigoted of you, it won't be very, trust me, there's already a large group of people who feel that Christians are bigoted. It's so frustrating because it's like you have, it's even more important news than the cure to cancer. If you had the cure to cancer and every time you told somebody, listen, this is how you cure cancer, and they said, well, that's bigoted. I don't like that. Well, that would be very frustrating. But this is even, I mean, this is imminently bigger than just saving cancer. Because if you cure cancer, you've saved their lives so they can live a regular lifespan of 75 to 95 years. We're talking about eternity. And we're also talking about vastly improving your current existence on the planet because you suddenly have access to God. You have unfettered communication with the creator of the universe. You have his knowledge, his power is working through you. This is an incredible life and an opportunity for people. And that's why it is so important that we don't diminish people having the ability to share that news and understanding that the vast majority of people who hear it are going to reject it. And they're going to reject it maybe their entire lives, or they're going to reject it for a large period of their lives, but we don't stop talking about it. That is the most important thing you can do in your life. Share the good news. That's it. And the good news is not news that most people want to hear. It's going to be considered hate speech. If somebody like this white nationalist guy can be fired, we're just a little ways away from people being jailed for that. And by the way, I'll point out that I'm fully aware that that's happening around the world right now, and that it's also probably going to happen here in the United States because things have to get worse before Jesus comes. If you believe Revelation, and I believe the entire Bible, and I understand that Revelation is a lot harder to understand than most of the other books, but it's pretty clear that as the ends of the earth is coming, things are going to get a lot worse for Christians before they get better. So I understand, but look, I'm trying to prolong that as long as possible, and I'm also trying to save as many souls as possible. So I am in that vein, I think that all Christians need to stand up for this guy, and again, I'm going to look up his name for you, something Crofta, last name is Crofta, and he is living in Ridgeville. It's okay, so Ladson is the dateline, Ridgeville, South Carolina, I guess, is the town that he lives in. Yeah, this is one of those stories that's kind of under the radar, but it is very scary to think about people being fired and possibly imprisoned because of the mere expression of their opinions. And I don't even know if this guy spoke at the rally or if he just went to it. You know, he says, apparently he's very crystal clear about his beliefs in person. But, I mean, the reason he's in trouble is because he went to the rally. We have no evidence we have no indication to think that he did anything violent. There's no marks on him. Nobody's accused him of anything violent. So he's not a criminal by that standard. The only thing that they're saying he's a criminal for was going to the rally. One day they're going to say going to the church. That was violent and ugly and disgusting because you said there's only one way to heaven. And, I am fearful of that day. All right. I've more than shot my time here. So I appreciate you listening. I hope it maybe gave you a new perspective on something. If you want to get in touch with me, you can always do so on email, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Nash, N-A-S-H, _99@yahoo.com. Or get me on Twitter. It's @KellyNashRadio or @KellyNashRadio, I think, is also my Facebook and my Instagram accounts. So there's lots of social media accounts you can get a hold of me on. And thanks again for listening, and I appreciate it.